from London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping bring you the motivation, inspiration, and some other stuff to help kickstart your day. Hoo-yah! This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Join the motivation. Join the motivation.
Good morning. Welcome to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I'm your host, Chris Jags, the creator of the Learn, Develop, Live method. The method that takes anybody, yes, even you, who is stuck right now, get them unstuck by simply learning one habit, developing your new habit in 30 days or less of you living it all out, and experiencing life on a completely new level. Yes, a higher one. While experiencing better choices, better relationships, even maybe even a better bank account. Whatever better looks like for you. Today I want to talk to you about procrastination. We're going to learn what procrastination is and how it can sabotage your success. We're going to develop a habit to eliminate that pain. And after all that, you're going to live your best life, never worry again about it, and be a massive action taker because that's the sort of person you are or will be. Let's jump in. A lot of people may know what procrastination means, but for those of you who don't, let's take a look and see if it rings any bells of your own situation right now. For centuries, the human race have been procrastinating. Even before someone really looked at it and thought, I'm going to call this state of mind procrastination, and then gave themselves a pat on the back and had a donut for a good job. Procrastination is simply the act of delaying something that must be done, often because it is unpleasant or just boring. The act of delaying or postponing a task is basically the force that prevents you from following through with what you said you were going to do. Does that sound familiar to you? And if so, what exactly have you set yourself out to do but just didn't make it? What did you plan to do in your head to do, but then it just hasn't happened because you could be, or a lot, hey, I'm not here to judge, a bit of a procrastinator. So why do we procrastinate? Great question. Despite all the greatest intentions in the world, there is something going on in our brain that causes you, me, and Dave in the office and everyone else to avoid the things we should be doing and, hey, maybe switch on Netflix instead. Behavioral psychology research has revealed that an event called time inconsistency helps explain why procrastination pulls us in, despite our good intentions. The time inconsistency refers to the tendency of the human brain to value immediate rewards you could have right now over the higher ones you could have in the future. Believe it or not, procrastination is actually a secret match promoter and sets up a contest like a UFC fight. And this is the best way of trying to understand how it all works. In this corner, in the blue trunks, weighing in at 200 pounds and hailing from right this second, we have the one that likes it all now, present you, his or her opponent. In the red trunks, weighing 190 pounds and from the future, it's the ambitious but often shut down future you. Ding ding, round one, fight. Now, future you is making plans, wants to lose weight, wants to start a new course, whatever the plans look like to you, and these are the plans that are actually being created by future you, but it's the present you that must start this journey. Future you wants to start a website, present you wants to play Call of Duty. Can you think back and remember the last time you went to bed feeling all motivated and energized, ready to make a change in life before spectacularly falling back into the old pattern? This, my friend, is when the brain values long-term benefits when they are in the future, tomorrow, but it values immediate gratification when it comes to the present moment, i.e. today. This is also a reflection of when a new idea-turned-habit hasn't been put into your day for long enough to become part of your daily routine. If you can think of something you have an issue with, we'll refer to it as the pain. Maybe you started listening to this completely unaware that you're experiencing some sort of pain, but now you have, you'd like to work with me here to try and start to address it, let's work some stuff out together, shall we? Let's take the pain as point A. We need to get ourselves over to point B. And how this looks is completely up to you. Whatever outcome you'd be happy with is your point B. There's no right or wrong answer. It's whatever is dependent on you. So how do we make it from one side to the other? Originally, I was going to get all interactive with this bit and ask you to get your best pens and your best papers out and see if you could follow my direction and create your own procrastination action line. But with the amount of lines you'd be doing, we'd get a little bit lost. It would probably be easier to guide someone around Spaghetti Junction motorway blindfolded. If you'd like to see what a procrastination action line does look like, you can look it up on Google. Other search engines are available. And you will see plenty of examples. If you haven't looked it up, the graph looks a little bit in the shape of a camel's hump with an action line going down the middle from top to bottom. If we use an example of having a piece of work to do and see how it pans out with a procrastination action line, let's say it's a report about all the things that make you happy, and you've got a month to do it. The present you of today has 30 days to do it or so, but wait a minute. That's 30 days away, isn't it? So time is now ticking away. The report is still there, just waiting to be written, and you keep putting it off. The clock is still doing its TikTok dance. And every so often, you remember it, think about it, and then move on to something a little bit more interesting. After all, you've got time, haven't you? After each time you thought about doing this report, I don't know, maybe Facebook has caught your attention. I mean, look at the video of the puppies falling over. It's cute, right? Your friends have invited you out for a drink, or there's a new show on Netflix. Does any of this sound familiar, by the way? All of a sudden, boom! It's a day or so before the deadline. On the procrastination action line graph, a line has been rising from the left to the right and is now about to hit that action line in the middle because the future consequences have now turned into the present consequences. Uh-oh, the pain of procrastinating finally escalates to the point. And then you start to do something about that report. We finally started the report. Let's celebrate. Woohoo! And now you've met the action line. Taking action is the only thing you can now do. You have to. If you don't, the report isn't going to get done, especially on time. It is always harder to start something brand new than when you're in it and working away. And that counts for anything you start. Does it sound familiar? Maybe it was starting a business, a new relationship, new project. Once you've settled in a bit, the nerves mixed with the excitement and the unknown begin to settle. With the action line now met, the camel hump will start to go downhill. And more importantly, the end of that line on its journey towards the bottom right will finish a little lower than where it started on the left side. Because the report is done. Finished, potentially submitted, and out of your life. Well, at least for now. It may have taken several cans of Red Bull and going to sleep at 3 a.m, but you got there. The question is, how can you make life easier? Eliminate unneeded stress and anxiety. What habits can you develop to make this work for you? Here are just a few suggestions. Number one, create a to-do list. These are like a Marmite or a Cadbury's cream egg. Some people love them, some people hate them, but they exist. And if used properly, they can help plan your day, week, month, however you want to use them. The report from earlier, if thought about, could have been broken into sections, different bits completed at different times, and hey presto, a finished report. Not leaving it till the last minute. In at number two, manage your time efficiently. Be realistic with how long a task will take, but also don't beat yourself up if it's not quite finished when you plan to. I've encouraged clients of mine in the past that have had time management issues to just plan the task. So if you've got a 5-day week, say for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, plan your main tasks into those days. If you've got, say, 3 a day, depending on how big they are, and then leave Thursday and Friday free to finish off. These can be your mop-up days, finish off everything you didn't do in the first 3 days. Why put pressure on yourself for no reason? Number three, doing it sooner is better than later. Especially true if you have plans to go out the weekend, get done earlier, have no stress in having to try and cancel what you're doing or having to rush back early because it's not already been done. Number four, remember your present you that wants to do anything but what the future you wanted. Well, how about you reward yourself for a job well done when you get one of those little things done on time? If you didn't finish it or if it's a little bit late, do you really deserve rewards? Nah. Number five, tell someone about your targets. Hey, if it's public, you've got to stick to it, haven't you? Maybe knowing that having someone check up on you would be exactly what you need to do to get you going. Be accountable for your own actions. Do you think you're procrastinating over something? If you are, it's not the end of the world, but at least you can now see it. Maybe you know there is something that you need to address. Something clicked from listening to the stuff before this. Well, obviously, we may have only just met, but I want to set a challenge for you. I know we haven't met formally and said hello to each other. Little handshake here and there. But I want to try and set the gauntlet down right for you now. I want you to take whatever your scenario is, really look at putting some focus on this and break this procrastinating phase that you're going through. And if you are going through this stage of procrastination or even procrastinating over something, maybe it's a little, maybe a lot, but really think about this because it's a simple change. One simple change could make life so much easier. If you think you are, can you work out why? What is it that's got you to this stage? The next part is to think about the ideas we talked about earlier, trying and forming new habits, habits that are better and that can make you can make a commitment to yourself and stick to, say, let's say 30 days or less, as this is roughly the amount of time it needs for something to become part of your routine and your habit. Together, we've learned about the beginning of procrastination. Along the way, we've developed some ideas and thoughts throughout this podcast, and I want you to go out and live it and see exactly what happens as a result. The great thing here is we already know what's going to happen once you actually take some action. You even know what's going to happen, and I hope the future you I'm talking to is treated well enough by the present you. I mean, why wouldn't you help yourself feel better, feel more confident, have a better relationship, feel more purpose to your life? It's all there waiting for you. You, yes, you just need to unlock it all. Hey, let's talk some more. Can we go on the phone and really dive into this with you? I'd love to help you. Let's have a look at the potential issue you may have and see how you can develop the new habits to help unlock the new life you can have because of it. Go to my calendar at ldlcall.com, that's Learn, Develop, Live, Call for short, and book your 30-minute LDL call, and I'll call you live and direct, no call centres, just you and me. Go and check the calendar, and let's start your journey using the Learn, Develop, Live method. Thanks for being here, I appreciate you and your time, and I will see you in the next one.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation.